Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me. I need some good news, baby, 'cause all the world's gone crazy.
You know, I love any story that touts love of America, love of the American flag, love of the police, love of veterans, of anybody who serves, really love of each other, because we've really gotten away from that, I think, as a people. There's so much anger and just ugliness out there, but I submit to you that the world is actually, at least America, is a much kinder, gentler place. And this story I want to share with you now, it could have easily been brushed aside. Nobody could have paid any attention to it. But a young man in Niles, Michigan, and I've been to Niles. It's not far from Notre Dame, in South Bend, Indiana. It is a special little community. And what happened there, for a Vietnam veteran who passed away and who had no living relatives to celebrate his life, is truly dear. So, Ben, if you don't mind.
Finally, America Strong, the Vietnam veteran, and this time, perfect strangers showing up for duty.
It was a remarkable moment in Niles, Michigan. So many people paying tribute to a Vietnam veteran who, it turns out, they never even knew. Wayne Wilson was 67. He had a handful of close friends, but no living relatives. So those friends and this young intern at the local funeral home, just 20, Drew Michael in his tie with his grandmother, all of them had an idea. They posted Wayne's story online and asked people to pay tribute. They came from all over Michigan and from Iowa and from Tennessee and Florida too.
I wanted to pay respects, but especially since, unfortunately, I didn't get to meet him in life.
3,000 people. People laying flowers, small American flags, writing simply, "Thank you, Wayne." The American Legion with a 21-gun salute. And the American flag folded and presented to Wayne's friend, Charlotte Andrews. Army vet John Tingelich says no brother dies alone.
His family. We all signed that blank check. You gotta be there.
Tonight, Wayne's friends, that young intern, and the workers at Brown Funeral Home, all of them saying this is proof that we're not afraid to come together and to wrap our arms around each other for a Vietnam veteran who served his country.
Love that. Isn't that great?
Absolutely. Unbelievable goal.
Vietnam veteran Wayne Wilson died May 28th at the age of 67. The chairs, the flowers donated by local businesses in Niles. There was a police escort. There were probably 100 motorcycles in a procession. A senator and a congressman went. The fire department was there. The mayor of the town spoke. They had bagpipes and a Native American flute. 3,000 attendees from Iowa, Tennessee, Florida, as far away as there. Tow trucks volunteered to hold up the American flag at the cemetery entrance, all because of a 20-year-old young man who wanted this gentleman buried with the dignity and the respect he deserved.
How was it social media they got the word out?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's when stuff like this actually can, when social media can do a good job. Ben, what's the timing on the second story?
That's
amazing.
Do we
have time for it? It's a minute 35.
You say
okay.
3,000 people.
3,000 people. It was just, if you saw it, I just got head to toe.
It's amazing.
Goosebumps, because it matters.
Hell yeah.
So you've heard of these honor flights? Have you
yes.
heard of these?
Yes,
so
yeah.
My husband Joe has an uncle, Joe, who was in the military as well. And so they do these honor flights, and this is a beautiful thing to give these veterans, particularly older timers. They take them to Washington to see the monuments, to do whatever. And there's different honor flights in all sorts of cities. So this is a story of I believe he's a 95 World War II veteran, taken on his honor flight with his sons. I wanted to share this story with you because it matters.
Some of his last couple days on this earth were very honorable for him and memorable. 95-year-old Frank Menchel had been looking forward to this trip for a long time.
This trip meant so much to him, and we were so pleased we were able to give him his tour of honor.
David Smith is Honor Flight San Diego's founder. They treat World War II and Korean War veterans to the trip of a lifetime, touring the memorials built in their honor. They do it to say thank you.
I had some time to spend with him. He was just a wonderful individual, and I could read his excitement for being on that trip. And it was one of these things, we're thanking them and they're thanking us. And I said, no, we're here to thank you.
Manchel was a technical sergeant in the Army during World War II. On the trip, he was surrounded by loved ones, his two sons and his 93-year-old brother. But sadly, on the flight home, Mr. Manchel collapsed suddenly.
Yes, it was almost instantaneous, and the MDs raced back and did what they could, but it was too late.
As fate would have it, there were two chaplains on the plane who said prayers for Manchel. Also on the plane, former San Diego Police Chief Shelley Zimmerman.
Chief of Police went back and recited the military honors. He was draped with an American flag. As they departed the plane, the local ground crew stood and saluted.
His sons are comforted knowing how special the weekend was for their dad, alongside family and new friends.
It was just our pleasure to take him along to give him his tour of honor.
Isn't that neat?
Wow.
I mean, obviously, you don't want somebody to pass away,
but
to
still,
pass away with a
there's a beauty to it. No,
with
a full heart
and with the respect of a grateful people.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that with you guys. I hope it put a smile on your face on a pretty toasty Friday when we've heard a lot of ugly stuff out there this week. So hopefully, you're smiling.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.